Today I thought we would talk about monogenes and study about monogenes. We had gone over this. I didn't look it up, but I think it's about 3 years ago. But it's time to go over this again. And monogenes is mentioned three times in the New Testament, and at least one time in the Old Testament, which of course was in Hebrew, and it, the word is yakid, but it got translated in the Septuagint into Greek as the same monogenes. Now, the three occurrences of monogenes are, the most famous is John 3:16, but then there's also Hebrews 11 verse 17 and 1 John 4:9. So those are the three occurrences of the word monogenes. Now, there are other words that are used in the New Testament that have the same root word, but they are different words, and that one is monogenitos. And unfortunately, monogenes gets translated as the same way that monogenitos is translated, correctly translated, and which is only begotten. Now, so monogenitos is correctly translated as only begotten, but monogenes is not accurately translated as only begotten or one and only. And we will prove that and show that scripturally with the text. Textually will show that one and only or only begotten is not the correct translation for monogenes. I'll just go ahead and mention the monogenitos that is used several times in the New Testament refers correctly to somebody who has only one child. And usually the few examples that I looked at, it was with different people who had only one child, and they were pleading with Jesus to please heal my monogenitos, my one and only child, to save them because they're deathly ill, and then Jesus would heal them. But that is not the word that the Holy Spirit used to describe in these three other occurrences, which only refers to two beings. One, of course, is Jesus the Messiah, and then the second, monogenes, is also used to refer to Isaac. So those are the only two that monogenes ever refers to in the entire Bible. And then yakid, Y-A-C-H-I-D, is, and we'll look at this from Genesis 22 a little bit later, that is the Hebrew form of monogenes. Okay, we'll first look at John 3:16 and see, for God so loved the world that he gave his, how it gets translated in essentially all the translations, only begotten or one and only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the question is Jesus God's one and only son? And I'll go ahead and look at 1 John 4:9. And it's referring again to Jesus. And it has very similar wording. 1 John 4:9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his, gets translated, only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Which I'll go ahead and say monogenes, instead of meaning only begotten or one and only, it means unique or one of a kind. So, God, Jesus, the Messiah, was God's Son of promise, his unique son, his one-of-a-kind son. And we'll see from both the Old and the New Testament, God had more sons and more children than just Jesus. But Jesus was the unique son, as in, where we will go next is Hebrews 11, and this is talking about Isaac. Hebrews 11, we'll start with verse 17. Hebrews 11, 17. This is the famous by faith chapter. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his, what gets translated, only begotten son. So this is where we're going to prove textually that monogenes does not mean only begotten or one and only, because the question is, was Isaac Abraham's one and only son? And the answer is no. Was Isaac even Abraham's firstborn son? And the answer was no. Ishmael was the firstborn, so Isaac wasn't even the firstborn. So just from this, we know that monogenes cannot mean one and only. And that's why the word monogenes was used versus monogenitos, which means one and only child. And that's why the Holy Spirit did not use monogenitos to refer to Jesus or to Isaac. They were the unique sons, not the one and only sons. Okay, so we'll go to Genesis 16 to look and see if Abraham had another child born even before Isaac. And we'll find out that he did. Genesis 16, verse 15. So Hagar bore Abram, and this is Abram before God changed his name to Abraham. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram named his son whom Hagar bore Ishmael. So this is Abraham's firstborn son named Ishmael. And Isaac is born after that. So we know just from this that Isaac is not Abraham's only begotten son, his one and only son. And then, did Abraham have any sons other than just these two? And the answer is yes. But first, before that, let's go to Genesis 22, verse 2. This is where God is talking about Isaac. And this is the Hebrew word, which the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And so this is the Hebrew word yakid, that is the same word as the Greek word monogenes, meaning unique or one of a kind. So Genesis 22:2, and of course it gets mistranslated here also. Then God said, take now your son, it should say your unique son Isaac, or your one of a kind son Isaac, but unique is the word. Not your only son, because we know at this point there is an older son that he has named Ishmael. But take your unique son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell you. Okay, so this here is the same word, and it gets translated in the Septuagint as monogenes, but it's yakid in the Hebrew. And they both of these words mean unique or one of a kind. They do not mean one and only. And it's translated here in the King James, only son. That's unfortunately a mistranslation. And this is not the only occurrence of this type of mistranslation, whenever we were studying about the afterlife, it comes up the same way. We have three words, Hades, Gehenna, and Tartarus. Unfortunately, in almost all of the translations, except not McCord gets these correct, and he sorts all of these out and correctly translates from the Greek or the Hebrew into the English, fortunately. But then these other translations, the other one is Hades, Gehenna, and Tartarus all get mistranslated as hell. Gehenna is the only word that should be translated as hell, not Hades and not Tartarus. They are different places, but unfortunately they all get lumped in, and so confusion gets brought up because of that. But this is another example of mistranslating different words into the same English word, but they're different Greek words. And so this monogenes and monogenitos is another example of that. Any questions or comments up to this point? Okay, now we will go and look at to see if Abraham had other sons other than even Ishmael and Isaac. And we'll go to Genesis 25. Genesis 25 verses 1 and 2. Genesis 25, 1 and 2. Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. So, not only is Isaac not Abraham's only begotten son, Isaac is not his firstborn son, and then there were six other sons born after those two. So Abraham had eight sons in total, and Isaac was the second born. So we know that Isaac was not Abraham's one and only son, or his only begotten son. He had eight total sons. So we just show from the text that monogenes cannot mean only begotten, but instead it means unique. He was the son of promise. Through him, God's promises would be fulfilled. And that is what that means. Now, after we sing, what we will look at are Old and New Testament verses that talk about sons of God that show, just as we have just shown here, Abraham had more sons than just Isaac. God has more sons than just Jesus the Messiah. Jesus the Messiah was the unique. He was one of a kind, but he was not the only son of God. And we'll look both Old and New Testament passages to show that. And then even a passage that shows how a human can become a son of God. Any questions or comments? Right.
It should
have
gone to Ishmael.
But he was rejected, and God said he would make him, he wasn't going to forget Ishmael. He was going to make him a great nation, and even said that he will be a thorn in your brother's sides from now on. And Ishmael went to what is modern day Saudi Arabia. And that are this people of Saudi Arabia today. They even claim the descendancy from Ishmael, and they claim their father Abraham also, just as the Hebrews, the Jews, current day Jews do, and both correctly, they both came from Abraham, but that unfortunately, Ishmael. But God foretold what would happen, that he would be a thorn in the side. And what has happened there in the Middle East, amongst them, amongst everybody, they have been a fighting people always for thousands of years now. And so, yes, as a result, when Hagar and Ishmael had to go into the desert and they went to modern-day Saudi Arabia desert land, and they lived and became a great number of people, but he was taken out of the inheritance because it was the unique son, Isaac, that was the son of promise, not the one and only. There were others, but Isaac was the son of promise, and he got the inheritance. So that's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Any other questions or comments?